Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks for that introduction, and thanks for joining me for another weekday podcast. Today, I want to talk a little bit about how we step closer. My friend Bobby McGraw uses the term, we need to lean into things often, and that's what I'm asking you to do today, is to learn how God teaches us in the life of Moses how to lean into, how to step closer to God. It says in verse 1, chapter 3 in the book of Exodus, one day Moses was tending the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led the flock far into the wilderness and came to Sinai, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from the middle of a bush. Moses stared in amazement. Though the bush was engulfed in flames, it didn't burn up. This is amazing, Moses said to himself. Why isn't that bush burning up? I must go see it. And when the Lord saw Moses coming to take a closer look, God called to him from the middle of the bush, Moses, Moses, here I am, Moses replied. Now, the story as this goes is that God is present in Moses in his workplace. Moses is tending the sheep of his pa-in-law Jethro, and he is out on the Sinai Mountain, and this is known as the Mountain of God, and where God would reside. That's how people had seen this mountain, and God appears to Moses in this odd way. God creates a fire inside of a bush. So I want you to imagine like your front yard, and you've got these boxwood shrubs, and you walk outside to cut your grass, and you're kind of taking the path, you know, to and from with, you know, your lawnmower, and you look to your left and you see that the boxwood is on fire. And you stop the mower, you run to go get the hose, and then all of a sudden when you bring the hose around, you notice, wait a minute, the bush is on fire, but it's not being burned up. And you're a little freaked out. So here's the question. If that were you, would you have done like Moses, and would you have stepped closer to it, or would you have been repelled from it and run from it? Remember that God is not the author of fear. God never gives us a spirit of fear or timidity. God wants us and gives us a spirit of boldness. So Moses sees this, and naturally he says, dude, this is amazing. Why isn't that bush burning up? I must go see it. My encouragement to you today is that God often puts, I believe, in our path things like a burning bush that we might be amazed at, but we do one of three things. A, we kind of talk our way out of it, like, okay, that's just an oddity, and I move on. Two, well, that's not my business. I'm going to move beyond it. Or three, you know what? That's just circumstances. But I think God speaks to us with burning bushes all the time. They're just in different shapes. And Moses, who we know eventually from that point and moving on, God calls him and asks him to step out of his comfort zone, calls him in the middle of his work to change his life's purpose, and then lead under God's direction and power the people of Israel out of bondage from Egypt. And you know the rest of the story. But it starts with God burning up a bush but not burning it up, and Moses stepping closer into it. Now, as the story goes on, when he gets to a certain point, the Lord says, take off your sandals, for you're standing on holy ground. I am the God of your father. And Moses, when he hears this, he covers his face because he was afraid to look at God. You see, I believe God wants us to lean in, as Bobby would say, and I believe he wants us to step closer as Moses did so that we can hear and know God. But I believe the Lord reminds Moses that I'm still in charge, but I want you to lean in and step closer to what I'm speaking into your life, but then you got to trust me to do it. Today, I wonder what burning bushes God might put in your path, and I would ask you when you do, step closer to God, not away. And when you get there, though, don't try to take over. Recognize that to accomplish what he's telling you through that burning bush, only he can accomplish through you, but you got to step closer. And I encourage you today, when Moses stepped closer, it was a little fearful and it was pretty gutsy, but the Lord did something that we're still talking about through Moses. And I believe he wants to do that with you and generations to come, that you might be used by him. So go ahead, step a little closer. Thanks for joining me on another Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these Weekday Podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.